You're listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition with me, Rachel Otwell.
And me, Scott Feingold. And as we do every week, we are here to let you know about all the fun sort of cultural and entertainment and artistic happenings around the Central Illinois area.
Including a show, a Halloween-ish show.
A Halloween-ish show happening in Springfield itself on Saturday at 7 p.m. It is at the Black Sheep Cafe, and it's not only a Halloween show, it's also its own spooky sort of bake sale, so you want to get out for that. A couple different bands playing, some Springfield favorites, Suction Cups will be performing, Moondead, a band called Linder, and I believe one of the first performances by a solo performer named Eric Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Full disclosure, Eric is my husband. Just throwing that out there. And so later we'll give you a taste of what Moondead sounds like for our song of the week. But in the meantime, here's a little bit of the Suction Cups. Here's a little bit of Linder. And also on the bill, here's a little bit of Eric Marvel. All right, so that was a preview of all the music that will be happening at the Halloween show at Black Sheep Saturday at 7 p.m. Stick around for the end of the show to hear a very Halloween-y song.
That's right.
From the band you didn't hear yet.
Right, we only played three. There will be four, so stick around for the fourth. Also happening in musical performance
land
here in actually in Springfield, Illinois, Tuesday, Torch Tuesday will be presenting a concert by Terminology, Massachusetts rapper who has been going since about 2006. He put out an album called Politics as Usual in 2008, and he's been doing he's just a prolific sort of socially conscious rapper, and we're going to play a little track for you here. It's a song by Terminology called Count It. And so here it is.
Go ahead, son, count it, son.
Word.
Put the grants in the safe, cause you know we're spending the Jacksons.
Yeah.
Washington's go to wifey, son, you know how we do.
No doubt.
Yeah. Stacking bread. Count it. I got my eyes on the money. Bang television, got a shorty who be stripping. I never judge a position. I'ma get money bored. So money I'm getting, you a get broke cat. So broke is how you live, and you a simple mind.
So that was Count It by Terminology, who will be playing Torch Tuesday at Bar None this Tuesday. So check that out if you're up for some hip-hop stylings from the East Coast.
Over in Champaign land, there is you call him a legit hilarious comedian.
Yes, Joe Mandy, very funny guy. I've seen him perform live before. He opened for Aziz Ansari at the pageant.
That's legit.
Writer on, I believe, Parks and Recreation, where he was back when that was happening. He has basically, it's a mixtape that he made with, you know, kind of a euphemistic kind of title, Blank Face. You can fill in the blank yourself.
And like Ditch Face.
Ditch Face, but with a different consonant.
Or Witch Face.
Witch Face to go with the whole deal.
Spooky.
Yeah, and so he's just kind of a very funny, sarcastic comic. His mixtape. Here's a little bit of him, so we don't have to describe him. This is Joe Mandy.
Anyone here on Instagram? No, very defiant. I guess I didn't make it to Minnesota yet. I love Instagram, man. It's my favorite app. But it's like, it's funny when you use Instagram, you realize just how fast things change. You know what I mean? Like, if you met a person 20 years ago who organized their photographs the way you maintain an Instagram account, that person would go straight to a mental hospital. Like, if you met a girl and she took you back to her place and she was like, hey, can I show you some photos? And you're like, oh, yeah, sure. And she pulls out like 25 albums and opens up the first one. She's like, okay, that's my face. 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 That's my cat. 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 That's my face. Face, face, cat, 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 brunch, 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 nails, 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 nails. You'd be like, cool, nice meeting you.
That was Joe Mandy. He's going to be performing at the Accord in Champaign on Wednesday. Check it out. He's real funny. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
All right. Seriously. I'm Rachel Otwell, joined by Scott Fangold. You're listening to us, Host of the Scene, which is on Illinois Edition. And we are now joined on the phone by Jerry Johnson. He's with Decatur's Lincoln Square Theater, which is marking its 100th birthday this weekend with a birthday party on Friday. The theater had been closed for a while, but they're open again. They're looking for some fundraising for renovations. He's here to tell us more.
The Lincoln Square Theater is turning 100 this October, so we thought we would celebrate with a party slash fundraiser. That's this Friday, October 21st, from 7 to 11, and we have some catered snacks. We have a cash bar. We'll have a local band playing on the stage, but the majority of the stage will be our dance floor. The Lincoln Square Theater obviously is a century-old vaudeville theater, and so the stage is really cool. The whole hall is pretty cool, and we'll have a giant pinata filled with treats. People can take self-guided tours around the theater, and we'll have a variety of people stationed in different locations, what I call scenic selfie spots, way up high in the balcony, down on the stage, backstage, places like that, to talk to folks about the history of the theater and how it's changed over the years, as well as, you know, help them take some cool pictures.
That sounds fun. So where is the location exactly for those who have never been before?
It is downtown Decatur, 141 North Main Street. Can't miss it. It's got a big lighted marquee on the front of the building.
There's sort of legends that sort of surround the building there. Can you address some of that, some of the spookier, perhaps more October-oriented types of stories?
There are those who believe the Lincoln Square Theater is haunted, some who believe it's one of the most haunted places in America. They have a variety of stories that relate to its hauntedness. I mean, some people say that they've seen seats go up and then back down again without anybody being there, or somebody kicking the back of their seat and nobody's behind them. There are a few stories about a woman in white who wanders the balcony level, sometimes is seen looking toward the stage like she's watching a show. There's a story about a guy named One-Armed Red, who was supposedly a stagehand who fell from the catwalk about 60 feet up, lost his arm in the fall to his death to the stage below. And then there's another character, also nicknamed Red, who was a projectionist at the Lincoln that they say returns to visit his favorite place of employment there at the Lincoln.
You know, and that ties kind of to here in Springfield, where the Springfield Theater Center, old Springfield Theater Center, now the Legacy, has a very storied past as far as being haunted. Is it something about theater people that just love ghost stories or something?
I think so, yeah. You can't say the name Macbeth when you're inside a theater. Theater people call it the Scottish play when you're actually in the theater. If you ever go to a theater where they actually perform live, you'll often see what they call a ghost light. There's always a light in the middle of the stage left on, and they call that the ghost light.
Fun stuff. And so the Lincoln Theater, as we mentioned, is 100 years old now, Lincoln Square Theater. Can you tell us what the first show was?
The very first show was October 27th, 1916. It was a George M. Cohan musical called Hit the Trail Holiday, and it was completely sold out. At the time, Lincoln's seating capacity was like 1,360 or something like that. So the mayor was there, and you know, everybody who was anybody in Decatur in 1916 was there. It was a big deal.
And there's been some big names that have come through over the years. Is that right?
Absolutely. Al Jolson, who at the time was considered the world's greatest entertainer, performed at the Lincoln, and he came back several more times. Also, in the 20s, for about 6 months, Bob Hope was the MC at the Lincoln Square Theater. He lived in a hotel down the street, and he was probably 25 or 26 years old at the time. He put on about 4 shows a day for like $50 a day or something like that. So he was making really good money back in the day, and he was here for about 6 months. There's a really famous story about the Harry Blackstone, who back in the 30s and 40s and then into the 50s was considered one of the most famous magicians in the world. And he really liked the Lincoln Square Theater. But in 1942, fire broke out in a building next door. Fire has been part of the Lincoln's history off and on for years, but the theater itself is fireproof. But in 1942, there was a fire in a building next door, the Rambo Pharmacy. Blackstone had about 1,000 kids in the theater that matinee performance, and they told him that they needed to get all these kids out of the building calmly and quietly. So he went out onto the stage and performed a couple of little quick tricks, and then he said, "And now I'm going to make the rest of you disappear." And he had them all stand up, and they opened the doors out into that led to the alley, and then row at a time, all the kids filed out of the building in an orderly manner. He emptied the place in about 15 minutes, which is, you know, when you're trying to get 1,000 people out of any place, that's just crazy. But years later, he was on like the show This Is Your Life and said that was the greatest trick he'd ever performed, was making 1,000 children disappear from the Lincoln Square Theater in Decatur, Illinois.
And so we know the 100th birthday bash is coming up this Friday.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about current offerings.
The Lincoln has been showing classic movies for the past year, and people get to choose which movie they want to see. We put stuff out on Facebook so they can vote. All of October, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we've been showing a lot of classic spooky movies. Last Saturday was Don Knotts in The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. And then coming up this Saturday is a double feature, 2 silent movies, Nosferatu and Phantom of the Opera. We also have Gallagher coming up. The comedian Gallagher will be here. I know he's going to be in Springfield, but he's also going to be here in Decatur the week before, October 28th. And then in November, we have a group called the Jersey Tenors. There's some guys that perform on Broadway in New York, and they're coming here to perform as a fundraiser for the Decatur Christian Schools. Last year they were here, and they had like 800 or 900 people show up for the show, and it was a lot of fun. And then in December we have a group, the country swing band Asleep at the Wheel, will be playing a Christmas show. So we've got a little something for everybody over the next few months.
That's Jerry Johnson. He's in charge of the 100th birthday bash for the Lincoln Square Theater. Find out more information, that is on Friday night, but you can find out more information about how to get tickets at their website, LincolnSquareTheater.com. That's theater with an R-E at the end.
Well, Culture Corner.
Wow.
It's happening.
It's happening.
I can feel it. I can feel the culture encroaching on the corner. I've been reading some books lately. I read a book by a guy named Anthony Mara. He's actually, I guess he's an American writer, but he writes largely in a Russian milieu. He wrote an amazing book that I read earlier this year called The Tsar of Love and Techno, a bunch of short stories basically, or it's actually a novel disguised as a bunch of short stories that is very epic, emotional, very funny, brings you into sort of a headspace with sort of the post Soviet Union Russian environment. Very well written, absorbing stuff. It made me want to go back and read his earlier book, Constellation of Vital Phenomena, which I'm only maybe 80 or so pages into. And it is also just very good. It's set in Chechnya. There's a couple of characters that are just like you feel their whole insides while you're reading it. And it sort of puts you in the mindset of somebody in a situation that is as desolated and terrifying as that situation. And it's kind of going back and forth between several different time frames. So far, most of it's taking place between like 1996 and 2004 in kind of an abandoned hospital, understaffed, after a small child has witnessed her father being taken away by the secret police. So it is not light reading, but very, very compelling. I would say anybody who's looking for a good book should check out some of that Anthony Mara stuff, because I'm really into it.
Awesome. Reading's good. The other week, I told you guys about Angel Olsen, and I was lamenting the fact she was playing in St. Louis, but it was sold out, and her tickets were going for $1 million. So now I'm going to tell you about someone who, as of right now, you can still actually get tickets for at the same venue, which is Off-Broadway in St. Louis, and the tickets are only $12, and it's Mitski, who is awesome. Widely acclaimed, especially her album that came out this year called Puberty 2. The single on it is called Your Best American Girl. I think she's probably best heard versus talked about, so here's a taste of that song. That's Your Best American Girl from Mitski, super awesome artist. I actually found her through Screaming Females because she was on the same record label for a while. Here's another song of hers with a more grungy feel. This song is a little bit older. It's called Townie. That's Mitski. She will be playing at Off-Broadway in St. Louis. Actually, the show is not for a little bit. It's on Sunday, November 6th, which is a Sunday, but I'm telling you now because there are still tickets available, and she's been selling out shows left and right for this tour. I saw she's going to be on The Late Show with Colbert, so here's your little tip.
Get in before it becomes too hot to handle, like Angel Olsen.
Okay, so now it's time for Song of the Week. As promised, here is a song from Moondead.
This is a song by them. They will be playing Saturday as part of the bake sale / Halloween show at Black Sheep. And this is their very Halloween-appropriate song, Ghost, by Moondead.